He said about half the churches he goes to don't have a piano player anymore. They're getting hard to find. I married one, amen. I got me one. I don't have to worry about that. Worry about some other things. I don't have to worry about that one. I told you when I found out she played the piano, I went out that night. I said, sold. That's the one I want right there, Lord. Take that one right there. Went back that night, first date, told my cousin, I said, I'm going to marry that girl. He laughed. I said, I'm going to marry that. That's the one I want right there. Got her. Had her for 49 years or whatever, 35, something like that. Hope my son. I quit counting when you hit 20, right? Figure we got it made at that point, right? Take your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 26. Good to have them back. Praise the Lord. Traveling mercies. Got them back. You never take anything for granted. A lot of crazy people out there. A lot of people texting, waiting to go kill somebody. You know, more people now dying from texting on the interstate than alcohol. If you call me and my phone in the car, I won't answer. So don't text. Don't try to do that kind of stuff. It's hard enough for me to drive anyway. Amen. I can't drive with my feet. I have to have my hands. Turn to Acts chapter 26, and this is a great chapter. Everything in the Bible is great. Here's Paul. He's standing for Agrippa here. He's giving his testimony. He's telling what God did for him and all that. And we're going to pick it up, verse 11. We'll come down to verse 11. And he talks about he punished and he persecuted the Jews. Verse 11, I punished them oft in every synagogue, compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them every into strange cities. That was Saul of Tarsus. That was the greatest persecutor of the Christian faith that ever lived. Became the greatest Christian that ever lived. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw in the light away from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, which we journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. But arise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which I have seen and of those things in which I shall appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, for the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That ought to be everybody's message right there. That's why God called you, the same reason He did Paul right there. Verse 19, Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews called me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things in which the prophet and Moses did say should come, that Jesus, that Christ should suffer, and that He should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. In verse 24 says this, and then he said for himself, Festus from Gunsmoke. There's Festus right out of Gunsmoke. I knew it's quirky, didn't you? And he just spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. I want to preach this morning a little bit on the diary of a madman. The diary of a madman. They said there to Paul, Festus did, Paul, thou art beside thyself. And that's just a nice way of saying you're just crazy, dude. That's a nice way of saying when somebody said thou art beside thyself, they're saying to you that your brain has just walked out and you went out to lunch. Your elevator's not coming to the top, Paul. Thou art beside thyself, and much learning doth make thee mad. That's what they said about the Lord. In Mark 3:21, it said when his friends heard him, they went out to lay hands on him. For they said, he is beside himself. That's what they said in John chapter 10, verse 20. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad, what his problem is. Listen, let me just tell you this morning, if nobody's ever told you you're crazy and you're beside yourself and you're mad for God, I want to tell you this morning, you probably hadn't done a whole lot. Probably had. You know what they called Dwight L. Moody? They called him Crazy Moody, what they called him. Tommy Tillman, I heard him say, they called him crazy Tommy would go around and witness and hitchhiking. Martin Luther had bouts of depression and people said he lost his mind. The love of God, that song we sing, the last verse of it was written by a man in an insane asylum. William Cowper, that wrote, "There's a fountain filled with blood," right before he wrote it, tried to commit suicide and he died in a sane asylum. I want to tell you sometimes, friend, being a bad man's not a bad thing. I like Billy Bray. He's a famous Christian, lived years ago in Wales. And he is a reprobate before he got saved. They said he could curse the bark off a tree. He is a vile, wicked drunkard. But when he got saved, Billy Bray would walk like this. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Everybody said he was a madman. Billy Bray said, what they meant to say, I was a glad man, see. And just being glad sometimes and excited about God, they'll think you're a madman. 2 Corinthians 5:13 says this, "For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your head." Hey, sometime, brother, it's just good to be beside yourself for the Lord. I like Gypsy Smith, a famous evangelist one time. He had a great song he used to sing, Gypsy Smith. He was an evangelist yesteryear. Big old fella. Went back in the early 1900s, 1800s. He was saying, "If I'm dreaming, just let me dream on. If I'm crazy this morning, just let me be crazy." Amen. I'm enjoying. Hey, I might be a nut this morning, but I'm screwed on the right boat.
Amen.
I got my nut boat tie on this morning. That's why I got it, see. Yeah. It reminds me, I'm screwed on the right boat this morning. And I want to preach on the diary of a madman. This man they call a bad man, may I remind you, he wrote 13 books of the Bible. And you know, there are certain physiological and medical signs and symptoms that tells if somebody's mad. And I thought what we would do this morning is let's just bring old Apostle Paul out to the diagnosis table and let's just open him up this morning, Miss Martha, and let's just see how he stands up with our clinical test. And I want to give you a few things about a madman. I want to say the first thing about a madman, the first thing they say, one of the telltale signs of a madman is they hear voices. They hear voices. Look at Acts chapter 22. Turn to Acts chapter 22 and get Acts 27. One of the telltale signs of a madman, they'll hear voices. They hear somebody talking to them that's not there. Look at Acts chapter 22, verse 6. Paul's giving his testimony. Acts 22, 6. "And it came to pass that I made my journey. I was come nigh to Damascus about noon. Suddenly there shone a heaven, a great light above me. And I fell to the ground and I heard a voice." Sounds like he's mad to me, don't it to you? "I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Verse 9, "And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me." Come down to verse 22. "After hearing that, they gave audience of the word. They lifted up their voice and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth. It is not fit that he should live." So what he's trying to say? I want to say it's one of the telltale signs of a madman is they hear voices. In Acts chapter 26, we saw Paul said in Acts 26, verse 14, he said, verse 13, "He midnight I saw a light from heaven." Verse 14, "And they were falling to earth." He said, "I heard a voice speaking unto me." I want to say one of the telltale signs of a madman is they hear voices. You know what? Noah heard that same voice, didn't he? Noah heard that voice. The Bible says over in Genesis chapter number 6, 13, "And God said unto Noah, Make me an ark." Genesis 7, 1, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come on in the ark." I want to say Noah heard that same voice. Abraham heard it one day. Genesis 12, 1, "And the Lord said to Abraham, Get thee out from this country." Abraham heard it. Turn to Exodus chapter 3. Get Numbers chapter 7. One of the telltale signs of insanity, of mental illness, is they hear voices. Y'all hear voices today? Y'all hear voices? Paul, thy great learning made thee mad. Exodus chapter 3. There's Moses, Exodus 3:4. He goes up the mountain. In Exodus 3:4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to him, God called unto him out of the mist of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses," he said, "here I am." Moses heard that voice. Look at Numbers chapter 7. Flip over to Numbers chapter 7. Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. Here's Moses again. Numbers 7:89. When Moses was gone to the tabernacle of the congregation to speak in him, then he heard the voice of one speaking to him off the mercy seat. Little Samuel over there in 1 Samuel chapter 3 is laying there that day, and he heard a voice that said, "Samuel." And he runs over to Eli and said, "Hey, did you call me?" He said, "I didn't call you." He said, "Well, somebody sure called me." He went and laid back down, little old Samuel, and I heard it again. He come back, he said, "Eli, you somebody just called me." He said, "It wasn't me." He said, "The next time you hear that, you say, 'Lord, speak up, for thy servant heareth.'" You know what old Samuel heard? He heard them voices. Moses heard them voices. Noah heard them. Take your Bible, turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to say one of the telltale signs of insanity of a madman: they hear voices. They hear voices. You ever heard that voice? Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 16 says, "For we have not followed cunningly the pious fables, where we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're eyewitnesses of His majesty." Watch it. "For He received from God the Father honor and glory. And when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased,' in this voice which came from heaven, we heard." You know what? This book is full of a bunch of crazy people that hear voices. You know what? I heard that sweet voice one day, July the 30th, 1975. I heard that precious voice. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. One of the signs of a madman, I tell you what it is, they hear voices. They hear those voices. I heard that precious voice, July the 30th, 1975. Hebrews chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 says this. Hebrews 3, 7. "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, today, if you'll hear His voice." And I'm going to tell you, bless your soul, on July the 30th, 1975, I heard that voice. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, hear my voice." I tell you, brother, I heard that voice, July the 30th, 1975. And I opened that door up. "My soul in sad agony was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, 'Make me your choice.' And I entered the haven of rest." I entered at a sane asylum called the heaven haven of rest, brethren. I want to say one thing about a bad man. They hear voices. And you know what? Like Paul, I've heard that sweet voice since July the 30th, 1975, many, many, many times. In fact, I heard it this morning. My God's not dead. He and I had a good conversation this morning. I heard that sweet voice. John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice." And I've heard it. Old Fanny Crosby, she heard that voice many times. She wrote 9,000 hymns. She said, "I'm thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me. Blessed assurance, echoes of mercy, and whispers of love." I want to tell you tonight one thing about a madman. They hear voices. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm listening for that voice. I'm listening for the Lord Himself. Shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with a trump of God, the voice of the archangel. I'm listening for that voice today. I'm listening for that come up hither. You ever hear that voice? O.C. Miles, he heard it. That song in the garden, "I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells us behind His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other is known. He speaks, and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. I want to say this morning, one of the signs of the middle of this, they hear voices. Over there on the Joy, on the View television show, Joy Behar. Y'all have never watched it. Thank goodness I hadn't either, but I've heard about it. Joy Behar said about Mike Pence, she said, it's one thing to talk to Jesus, talking about Mike Pence, the vice president. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you. That's called mental illness. It's called hearing voices. Well, Miss Joy kept me in at the Mental Health Institute, but I heard that sweet voice. And I want to say it's not called mental illness. I'll tell you what it ought to be called. Mental stillness. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Over there in Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 14. O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the sacred places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Oh, my friend, I've heard that voice. Sweetly, Lord, we have heard thee calling. Come, follow me. I want to say one of the telltale signs of a madman. I'll tell you one thing they do. They hear voices. Take your Bible, turn it over to Acts chapter 26. How are you doing so far? How are you doing so far in this exam? Been labeled mad yet?
Yeah.
Ever hear them voices? Ever hear that sweet voice calling? I'll tell you something else about them. I'll tell you something else about them, man. They see things sometimes. They'll see strange things sometimes, don't they? Look at Acts chapter 26, here's Paul, verse 12. He said this, whereupon as I went to Damascus, and authority and commission to the chief, at midday, O king, I saw a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. Verse 19, he said, O King Agrippa, I wouldn't disobey it to the heavenly vision. You know what, Paul? He saw some strange things, didn't he? Whew! You know what was a sign of a madman? They see things. They see things sometimes, Brother Chris, nobody else can see. Turn over to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I want to tell you, I have seen some strange things. I have seen people that were bound by dope and sin so far in that nobody could help them. And they got on their knees, Brother Chris, and they prayed to a Jewish man that died 2,000 years ago on the cross and got up and never touched another dope in their life. I've seen some strange things. I've seen Satanists that worship the devil get on their knees and pray to Jesus Christ and ask Him to save them and walk out that thing a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've seen some strange things. Look at Luke chapter 5. I've seen people whose lives were ruined, their families and their homes devastated, and there was no hope. Everything in the world had fallen. Every program failed. And they got down and simply prayed to a Jewish man that lived 2,000 years ago and got up, and their home was put back together. I've seen some strange things. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 18. And behold, they brought a man into bed. It was taken with palsy. And he saw me to bring him in, and they could lay upon him. And the Lord heals him. Come down to verse 26, lack of time. And they were all amazed. They glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, we have seen some strange things today. Brother Earl preached on that a while back. I've seen some strange things. I have literally seen, Miss Liz, people get born again. I've seen it, Brother Zito. Where I got saved, the guy that led me, Lord, Randy Mills. I was one of the wildest guys I knew, biggest doper I ever known. Wild man. Next thing I know, I'm sitting one night partying, taking dope, bunch of friends. They said, you hear about old Randy Mills? I said, what's going on? Did he get killed or busted? That's what you thought back in those days, you know. They were either in jail or hell, one or the other. And they said, oh man, he's a Jesus freak. I said, no. I said, he's pulling your leg. He's just playing with you. Hey, oh no. He said, he's preaching. I said, get out of Dodge. I said, he hadn't done that much dope, I know. I went to see him after that. And I went over there to somebody else, and I remember leaving. I said, you know what? That guy got born again. I never heard that phrase in my life. I saw some strange things, and it bothered me that this guy's life had changed, and it led to me getting saved. I have seen some strange things. I've seen God do some things unbelievable. I have seen some strange things. I was preaching downtown years ago, about 35 years ago, longer than that, before we got married, 40 years ago. And we get downtown, that was when downtown Birmingham was like New York. I mean, we'd get down there, and downtown Birmingham was wall-to-wall people. And we'd get down there where the bus station was at Newberry. There were hundreds of people down there, thousands of people. And we'd stand up on the newspaper stand that's about this high. We'd climb on that thing and preach. And boy, that thing would echo all over the place, man. It was so much fun. We had one old boy, Rex Harrison. Rex Harrison had polio. Couldn't use his legs. But he could play any instrument in the world, man. And one time he got up there, I'll never forget it. And he got his trumpet out. Woo! And he got on that newspaper stand playing that trumpet, and you could hear it from miles around. He was playing Amazing Grace. Woo! Man, it was thick. And I saw a guy, I saw this with my own eyes. I'm not telling you something I read about. I saw it. I saw this black guy. He was cursing and mad. And he had running over at Brother Rex to knock him down. And I saw it. I saw something knock that guy to the ground. I saw something that I didn't see. I saw him bow, hit the ground. And he got back up like this. He was growling and cursing still. And he took a running stab again. And something knocked that guy back down. I saw it. You say, what happened? God knocked him down, brother. I have seen some strange things in my life. Me and Brother Jeff was out here working a few years ago in that bathroom back there. Little bathroom in the nursery. We was going to replace the floor. I drove up that morning. Sitting on top of the garbage can was a piece of quarter inch Lewin plywood sitting on top of the garbage can. I come in. Big old piece. I said, Brother Jeff, did you put the plywood? He said, no. I said, I wonder where that come from. He said, I don't have any idea. I said, it's somebody put it on top of the garbage can. We got working down there, and I'm not telling you about something I've read. I'm telling you the truth. I got down there, and we started replacing that floor, pulled the tile up, and Brother Jeff said, it's weak over here. He said, Brother Terry, he said, you know what we need? I said, what? He said, we need a quarter inch piece of plywood. You know what I said? I said, Brother Jeff, I know where one's at. I said, God gave us one that's sitting out there on that garbage can. And Brother Jeff said, well, let me measure, Brother Terry. I'll see if it'll fit. I said, Brother Jeff, you don't have to measure it. I said, I'll tell you right now, it'll fit like a glove. God put it there for us. You know what? We pulled that piece of plywood in there. Slid that thing in, didn't have to cut or do nothing. Brother Jeff was running around this building shouting, Brother Terry, God gave us that. God put that out there. God measured. That's exactly what we did. I have seen some strange things. I've seen God move, brother. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, one of the signs of madmen, I have seen things sometimes that are not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18, wherefore we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. I have seen some strange things. I want to say one thing about a madman. They hear voices. They see things too, boy. How you doing today? How's your checkoff list coming? How's your diagnosis coming? You heard voices? You see strange things. I'll tell you something else about the madman. Take your Bible, turn over to Galatians chapter 2. I'll tell you something else about them. What are the telltale signs of a madman? Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning hath made thee mad. Look at Galatians chapter 2. I'll tell you something else about them. They're the living dead. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, I'm dead.
I live.
Not I! I'm not the one alive, I'm dead. But Christ that liveth in me, the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 1 Corinthians 15:31, Paul said, I die daily. Likewise, Romans 6:11, reckon yourself indeed dead unto sin. You know what you're looking at this morning? You are looking at a dead man. Yeah. You say, well, you look alive today. I'm dead. July the 30th, 1975, I died. Yeah. See, I was dead for 20 years. And then that day, I died. And now, I'm alive. Amen. And you say, preacher, you're crazy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. What are they but a bad man? They're the living dead. This man you see before me, he may look a lot the same. He may wear the same old clothes. He may have the same old name. But you're looking on the outside, and if you can look inside, instead you would see a brand new man. For that old man, he's dead. I'm dead. That old man died. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm going to tell you on the sides of the madman. They're the living dead. They're zombies. Turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. They're dead. That's what we say when somebody dies. They passed away. All things are dead. Oh, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. It's dead. Look at Romans chapter 6. Verse 1, what shall we say then? What shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid how that we are dead to sin, live any longer. Know ye not, so many of us are baptized in Jesus Christ. We're baptized unto his death. That's not water baptism, by the way. That's spiritual baptism. But when we do water baptism, I put them down. I say, buried with him in baptism, risen in newness of life. You say, what do you say? I'm a living dead man up here this morning. I'm dead, but I've never been more alive. You say, when? The day I died. You say, when did that happen? When I was 20 years old and I got saved. The old man died and that new man came to life. Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we should also live with him. Verse 11, likewise reckon yourself to be dead into sin, but alive unto God. You're looking at a living dead. I want to say one thing about mad men. They hear voices. They see the strangest things. I'll tell you something else about them. They're the living dead, Brother Anthony. I'm dead this morning, thank God. Best thing ever happened to me, Liz, when I died that day. The old man, he died. I don't want to do the dope. I don't want to do that anymore. You say, why? That old man, he's dead. A new man moved in. I'll tell you something else about a madman. I'll tell you something else about him. That's going to get you. How y'all doing so far? You're doing pretty good. Sane yet? Insanity? I'll tell you something else about him. I'll tell you something else about a madman. Look at Galatians chapter 2 again. Look over at Galatians chapter 2. I mean, this is going to be... Y'all might want to put your hands on top of your head right now. Because this might blow your brains out right here. Your head might pop off before you get through with this one. Look at Galatians chapter 2. I'll tell you something else about a madman. They're possessed by a spirit. Getting spooky in here now. I got somebody else living in them. Look at Galatians chapter 2. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet I, but Christ liveth in me. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know ye not? Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Boy, this is getting spooky. John 14:6, Jesus Christ said, I will pray the Father. He'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Because it saith him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. You know what? I got somebody living inside me. July 30th, 1975, Miss Tara, a spirit came inside me and possessed me. And that spirit will lead me. Ooh. He'll guide. Sometimes he'll speak through me. Bible says, don't meditate or think, for the Holy Ghost will speak through you. Matthew 24. You see, that day, a spirit came inside me. And he's living there now. And he'll never, 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 never leave me. And he'll guide me. And he'll control me. He'll lead me in truth. You say, preacher, you've lost it now. Thank you. Thank you. I'm enjoying it. Let me tell you something. You think I'm mad now. Let me tell you about that spirit, see? That spirit that came and moved inside is in me right this minute. Let me tell you something else about him. He's God. Say, what did you say? It sounded like you said, preacher, God was inside you. That's right. July 30th, 1975, God, the Holy Spirit of God, came inside and he's living in me, and I am possessed by another spirit. How you doing now? How's that diagnostic going so far? Take your Bible. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Get 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You know what the sign of the telltale madman? They hear voices. Oh, I've heard that voice. They see the strangest things. They see strange. They're the living dead. They say they're possessed. They're possessed by a spirit. I got somebody living in me. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit of life and of righteousness. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I got somebody living inside me. You ever go up to some of your friends, your lost friends, say, I'm possessed by a spirit. And that spirit is God. God's living in me. They'd say, let me call Bryce's real quick and see if they can get you and put you in that rubber room. That's what they thought of Paul. That's what they thought. Hey, somebody's living inside me, and the one that's inside me is the God that spoke this world into existence. He's walking in me right now. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. I could give you 50 verses on that. That song we just sang, My Sins Are Gone, that last verse. 'Twas at the older time altar when God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, and the devil he did depart. That's why my sins are gone. I remember years ago watching, I didn't actually see it. I got on the internet, watched it, I read about it. Oh, what a blessing it was. It was on America's Got Talent, the year 2015. And had I told you before, that little old girl, little old five-year-old black girl, I've seen it on YouTube, she's cute as a button. And she goes out there and taps, dances, and sings. And does just beautiful. Her name was Heavenly Joy. Woo-hoo-hoo! What a name! Heavenly Joy. And she's just doing her little thing, and she gets through. And old Howard Stern says, you know what? He said, I think you got Shirley Temple living inside you. And she said, not Shirley Temple, Jesus. Hey, why don't that kid run for president? Hey, man, wouldn't that be a blast? Have somebody that smart that's in president that knows Jesus. And inside them, I want to say they're possessed by a spirit. They hear voices. They see strange things. They're living death. I'll tell you something else about these crazy folks. Brother Zito, they live in another dimension. They're not of this world, these folks. Hey, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. That's where I've been living since I got saved. I am in another world today than what I was 43 years ago. Take your Bible. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I tell you about those crazy folks. Brother Chris, they don't live down here. They live in another world. Old Tommy Timmel, he walks in that door, he just kind of bouncing along on the clouds a little bit. Brother Earl walks in here, he's not living in this world. He's in a whole different deal. I mean, he's up here twirling around like heavenly joy. Shirley Temple must be inside him, huh? They live in another dimension. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Here's Paul writing. He's writing about himself. It is not expedient for me to doubtless the glory. I will come to vision and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ. He's talking about himself. About 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't not tell. God knoweth, for such a one was caught up in the third heaven. Verse 4, he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable where. I want to tell you something about them. They live in a whole other world. This world is not my home. I don't live down here, Brother Zito. I'm just down here, poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this whole world of woe. This is not my home. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Then where I am, there you may be. That's where I'm headed to, right there. I'm just down here, passing through. Philippians chapter 3:20 says, for our conversation is in heaven. They live in another world. Take your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. I tell you, they hear voices. They see strange things. They're the living dead. They're possessed by a spirit. And they live in another world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Let's go! This world's not my home. I got something so much better. I got something the Bible says, I have not seen nor ye heard, neither have entered the mind of the man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. You know what? Brother Zito, I'm already there, see. My body's down here. It'll catch up one day. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. You say, preacher, you're a madman. Well, thank you. I'm in good company. Madman wrote 13 books of that Bible. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when you were dead in sins, Ephesians 2, 5, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Watch it. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, I'm already there. I'm already there. My family used to sing a song. Stephen remembers this. I took a look at the old black book and it thrilled me through and through. And if you've been saved and born again, well, it's bound to thrill you too. I was reading along about going home and I found to my surprise, I'm already there with Jesus. I'm waiting on the other side. Well, I'm already over on the other side waiting on my brand new body. I'm sitting up there in the heavenlies there on the right hand of the Father. My citizenship's in heaven. I'm living in Christ, you see. I'm already there with Jesus. I'm just waiting on my body to be. I tell you, they live in another world. They're possessed by a spirit. They hear voices. They see strange things. And I'm just going to give you one more thing. How you doing today? How you doing? I tell you something else about them old crazy folks, Miss Liz. They're waiting for somebody to come take them away. They're waiting, Brother Chris. They're waiting for somebody just to come take them away to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. Some of you remember that, don't you? 1966, number one song. They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And that's what I'm looking for, brethren. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord there. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that song says, and those man with that white coat's coming to take me away. I'm looking for that one with the white coat. Matthew over there said he had a coat shine brighter than the sun. It was more white than any fuller could clean it. That's what I'm looking for, Brother Zito. I'm looking, Miss Liz, for him to come and take me away to a land that's wonderful all the time. You say, preacher, you're mad. You just wait and see. I know whom I believe in. I've been saved for 43 years. I know exactly what's going on. I know what God did for me. I like old Charles Weigel. I told you about that old boy wrote that song, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus." Got up in his 95, 96 years old. He had him at Tennessee Temple. Jack Hiles was preaching there, and I heard Jack Hiles talking about this. He had down there preaching at Tennessee Temple, and they heard the most awful racket they ever heard in their life. And it's coming from Charles Weigel's room. And they thought Charles Weigel had done lost his mind and went crazy and went mad. They heard him screaming and yelling and furniture falling over and all kind of noise going in there, and they're busting the door, broke in there, and Charles Weigel's in there, Miss Tara. He's jumping up on the bed and shouting. They said, "Man, what's wrong? You lost your mind?" He said, "I'm getting ready for heaven." We was in Bible school. You know what a bunch of us used to do? We'd get around, we'd say, "Rapture practice," and we'd jump up and down. You say, "You're crazy." We'll see. We'll see who's crazy one day. You know what them crazy folks are waiting to do? They're waiting for somebody to come take them away. Somebody in that white suit, come take them away. How you doing? A lot of these people, they're so ecstatic, they're beside themselves. By the men, they get so excited and ecstatic, sometimes they get shouting and excited, yelling, "Hey, let's go!" Say what? They're waiting for somebody to come take them away. I got a great message here by John Mitchell preached 1984. That was a long time ago. "This crazy world thinks I'm crazy." Here's some of his points. He said they have a mental mystery to the world. They're easily excited, these crazy folks. They have an erratic behavior. They're unreasonable to the world. They enjoy the strangest things. They recognize their own. And they have a far away, distant look in their eyes. And there's no known cure for that problem. How you doing this morning? Are you lining up with Paul over there? They're waiting for someone to come take them away. Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. The diary of a madman. Our illustration one time about a man, he's an older man. He's actually in the military as a general I read about. And he got saved. And he was a pretty wild, rebellious guy, like a lot of them soldiers were. But he got saved, saw some of his buddies years later, and they came up to him. He said, "General, is it true? Is it true what I hear about you?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. What have you heard?" They said, "Is it true that we've heard that you've gone mad over religion?" And he said, "Well," he said, "gentlemen, I don't believe I've lost the use of my faculties. But I'll say this, if I have gone mad, I have heaven for an insane asylum and the Lord Jesus Christ for my caretaker." He said, "So I think I'll just stick with that." If I'm mad, just let me be mad. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for the truth of the Word of God. Thank you for some of these things you've given us this morning, Lord. We're kind of joking, but Lord, we're serious. Lord, these things are so wonderful. It's so wonderful, God, to know you. It's so wonderful to hear that sweet voice, Lord. I heard it when I got saved. I've heard it ever since, Lord. I hear it all the time. I hear it daily, Lord. And Lord, I've seen the strangest. I could go on and on and on with illustrations, Lord. We have talked about that birth certificate appeared in almost midair the other day, Lord. You just brought it to us. We prayed for it. I've seen the strangest things, Lord. Lord, I'm dead. That old man inside me is not there anymore. He's dead. I don't want the things I used to do. I don't desire. They're gone, Lord. They passed away. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, I'm possessed by another spirit. Thank you, Lord, the Holy Ghost of God came in me, Lord. He leads and guides me, keeps me straight. He feeds me and breathes me and does the things I need, God. Thank you, Lord, that I live in another world. Thank you, Lord, this world's not my home. Thank you, Lord, all these things we hear about here in the news. Thank you, Lord. I just look at them and say, well, this is not my home. I got something better. I'm just down here for a little while. And I thank you, Lord, for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, I'm looking for longing that day, Lord, that one day you'll come and take us away. And I pray this morning, Lord, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. 6 o'clock tonight.